From KXEI Studios in Tucson, Arizona, this is Thesis Thursday, where we invite students to come on the air and talk about what they're working on, their plans for the future, and they even talk a little bit about music. It's my pleasure to interview Emily Diekman today. Emily came to KXEI as an intern. She does an amazing program on KXEI.org called Love in the Time of Everyone. I highly recommend you check it out. It's thoughtful, it's brilliant, it's heartfelt, and it's what the world needs now. Welcome to the studio, Emily Diekman. How you doing?
Good. Thank you, Bridget. That's so nice.
Tell us a little bit about how you discovered KXEI.
Last year, I was working on my master's degree in sociology at ASU. And for my undergraduate degree, I studied journalism. So I'm interested in kind of combining the two fields. So I came up with this idea that I wanted to do a podcast where I interview people and tell their stories journalistically, but also kind of connect their experiences to broader trends. By the time it came around to actually do my internship, we were pretty much on lockdown. But I was really fortunate that Kathy Rivers and Bridget were still willing to work with me, even though everything had gone virtual. So we started meeting once a week and they helped me figure out what I was doing and how to do it. And now I have a podcast.
It's been a pleasure to work with you. Can you tell us a little bit more about Love in the Time of Everyone?
So it's a show about the ways that relationships, the way that they've changed over time. So my first episode was about a couple. They were a man and a woman, and they both decided to propose to each other secretly on the same day. So it was this whole thing where he got down on one knee and she was like, wait, I have to go get the – she had him a custom bracelet made instead of a ring. So he was down on one knee and she had to go get the ring so she could propose to him, and kind of stories like that. I tried to integrate the sociology aspect of it. I talk a little bit about different sociological studies and about how things like this, like a woman deciding to propose to a man, is part of a societal shift toward gender roles being less strict. So I've really been enjoying it. It's been a lot of fun. And Bridget has been such a lifesaver. There's definitely been a few late night emails where I'm like, Bridget, I don't know what I'm doing. I've been so patient. So thank you, Bridget.
I really appreciate you making your show. I think everybody should hear it. It cultivates compassion and understanding, and also how important it is to just be able to hear someone else's story. There have been episodes that just renew your belief that true love is real. There's a lot of magic in our relationships, and it's interesting to me how things that are so intensely personal can translate on such a universal, worldwide scale.
I mean, that's, I guess, kind of exactly what I want to do. It's been a fun thing is looking for stories to tell and finding people to interview. And Love in the Time of Everyone, there's a Facebook page and an Instagram page for it, and both of those have links to a survey that people can fill out if they're interested in being on the show. You can also search for the show on kxci.org, and that'll take you to the Facebook page. It's been really great. I interviewed a woman who's living in Britain a couple weeks ago, and she's from the Netherlands. Or I interviewed a guy in Colorado a few weeks ago, which isn't as far, but you know.
It's like Love in the Time of Everyone, everywhere.
I should change the title.
Emily, do you ever listen to music?
Yes. One of my New Year's resolutions was to listen to a new album every week, one that I haven't heard before. The first week of 2021, I listened to an MF Doom album. The news had just come out that he died. And then the second week of 2021, I listened to How Sad, How Lovely, an album by Connie Converse, which was nothing like the MF Doom album, but I love them both. And I guess if I had to think of a unifying theme for the type of music that I usually enjoy, is that I just really like dramatic music. Like I like sweeping instrumentals and really poetic lyrics. So things like Sufjan Stevens and Joanna Newsom. And then I've also been learning a little bit about classical music. Ravel and Schubert are some of my favorites there. And then modern composers, I really like Arvo Pärt and David Lang.
So you do listen to music. That's so KXEI of you, Emily.
Thanks.
Emily, thank you so much for your time, for taking the time to be on Thesis Thursday today. Really, really great to talk to you.
Thanks so much for having me.